Looking at 10 years' worth of records, the Miami Herald investigated facilities within the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice. Last year, it uncovered numerous abuses, including sexual and physical abuse by staff.
I think there needs to be oversight of the entire program.
That's Senate President Joe Negron speaking on Florida Face-to-Face on the Florida Channel. A longtime supporter of juvenile justice reforms, Negron says he sees the good the current system is doing. Still, he says he's on board with a bipartisan effort by lawmakers to repair the broken parts of the system.
The good news is that juvenile arrest rates are down 40% in Florida. We've made a lot of progress. More young people are being treated in programs where they stay with their families rather than being shipped away to a detention facility. So I think that we need to have more oversight in all of that area, and Senator Bracey, as the policy chair, is involved in that. Senator Brandis as the appropriations component of that. So I'm very pleased with the developments we make.
A bill by St. Petersburg Republican Jeff Brandis has already passed its first Senate committee. It allows certain people, primarily state officials, to visit juvenile justice facilities during specified hours.
This bill authorizes certain individuals, including but not limited to members of the legislature, the governor, and public defender, to visit all state facilities housing juvenile facilities that are operated or overseen by the DJJ between the hours of 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. and in the interim between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. As rules defined by the department. The bill specifies that a person may visit a facility before 6 a.m. or after 11 p.m. pursuant to rules prescribed by the department, and that the department may not unreasonably withhold access to reporters or writers in the media space.
Some lawmakers on the Senate Criminal Justice Committee, like Fernandina Beach Republican Aaron Bean, wondered,
is it not the way now? I mean, I've visited before and we just go, but it's not the case, or are you just trying to prevent in the future somebody not putting out the red carpet?
We don't believe there's specific statutory authority, and so this grants us specific statutory authority, and then we define the hours. So in the Department of Corrections, you and I can go anytime, day or night. We thought that it would be prudent to maybe limit that a little bit because it's juveniles to 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. And then have specific rules that the department has between a 11 p.m. and a 6 a.m. visit.
Brandis's measure also applies to the few counties that operate juvenile facilities. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.